United States President Donald Trump has sharply criticized his former White House chief strategist, Steve Bannon, over comments in an excerpt from a new book. In Michael Wolff's Fire and Fury Inside the Trump White House, to be released on Tuesday, Mr. Bannon describes a June 2016 meeting with a group of Russians in New York. He calls the meeting at Trump Tower treasonous and unpatriotic. President Trump's son, Donald Trump Jr., reportedly arranged the meeting. The president has criticized Mr. Bannon in a strongly worded written statement.
Steve Bannon has nothing to do with me or my presidency. When he was fired, he not only lost his job, he lost his mind. Now that he's on his own, Steve is learning that winning isn't as easy as I make it look. Steve had very little to do with our historic victory, which was delivered by the forgotten men and women of this country.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders has been quick to back up the president's message. She has told reporters any allegations of treason against Donald Trump Jr. are false.
I think that is a ridiculous accusation and one that I'm pretty sure we've addressed many times from here before. And if that's in reference to comments made by Mr. Bannon, I'd refer you back to the ones that he made previously on 60 Minutes, where he called the collusion with Russia about this president a total farce. So I think I would look back at that. If anybody's been inconsistent, it's been him. Certainly hasn't been the president or this administration.
President Trump relied heavily on Mr. Bannon, chairman of the nationalist Breitbart News website, for advice in the months leading up to his victory in the November 2016 election. Mr. Bannon helped him shape a populist anti-establishment message and had been the president's link to his most conservative base of support. But Ms. Sanders says President Trump will not lose any support as a result of the public spat.
I don't think it does anything to the president's base. The base and the people that supported this president supported the president and supported his agenda. Those things haven't changed. The president's still exactly who he was yesterday as he was 2 years ago when he started out on the campaign trail. His agenda hasn't changed, and he's continuing to fight for and push for that agenda. And I think the base is extremely excited and happy with the job that this president has done in his first year in office. Look at all he's accomplished. I think they're pretty happy with where he is.
But Washington-based associate press analyst Josh Lederman says he thinks the public breakdown in the men's relationship could hurt President Trump's support base.
The president's new battle with former chief strategist Steve Bannon could create tensions with his base. Steve Bannon really helped represent a lot of the voters across the country who felt angry and disenfranchised and supported the president. And now the president is saying that Steve Bannon is out of his mind, that he didn't have a lot of influence either in the White House or in the campaign.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.